Okay, I don't want to waste anything for the show, but I just to let you know, I did try your whole little rating trick with the ones, and then going back through, and then selecting.
Stop talking.
Sorry, I just
stop talking. No, we'll talk about this in a sec.
We don't want this to be an eight-parter.
Do you even understand how podcasting works?
No.
You don't say all the interesting stuff off mic and then just completely phone it in on mic. Hello and welcome to episode 48 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. I am Alan, as always, lately, sitting here in Vancouver, Canada, with me. As always,
is Adam.
I left the "is" part out. That was part of up to you.
I didn't know when to enter.
We're doing this again via Skype. Literally phoning it in.
Well, not really a phone.
Well, I guess the phone of the future is right. How I see it.
Yeah.
But, we actually could have phoned it in, being that we're both local.
But I don't know how to do that.
Answer the phone?
Yeah, I don't like the phone.
That's a good point. Once again, very, very busy. Busy schedules over here.
So this is why we're doing it via the Skype.
Yeah, that's what happens. I'd like to do it. Excuse me. I'm trying hard not to cough. This is a bad stereotype, but for BC. It's nothing to do with that.
I don't understand.
Okay, moving on. So, do you hear that? First of all, I don't hear much of a hum coming from you this week.
No, I think I've decided to just project better. So I'm sitting on the other side of the room just yelling at the microphone.
I was going to ask you if you had maybe had some other cables like covering the mic cable before that can cause interference.
I think that it's just my voice. I'm kind of monotone.
And it creates this kind of hum?
Yeah.
Mechanical hum?
Or, you know what, last week I was just humming, so... Just for amusement.
All right. There's actually a hum at my end now, though. Outside, they're fairly quiet, but there's been a hum of the generators all day. They're filming some sort of a television show next to my house.
Okay.
In the building next door, and they've been here all day. And just watching the sheer number of people involved is amazing.
Do you know what the show is?
Not really. I've heard of it. I saw they labeled it. It's called Fairly Legal. Which sounds way cooler than it is, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I was like, oh, this is going to be a good day. however, it's some sort of illegal. It's more legal than fairly.
Oh, okay.
But,
is there a catering truck nearby? You can just wander by and pretend like you know where you're supposed to be and, you know.
No, hand to, where do you put your hand? I don't know, whatever. Looking out my window right now, it's sitting right outside my window.
The catering truck?
Yeah.
And you haven't made a wander by?
You know what? I really feel like I should have.
Yeah.
I should have just thrown my camera on, just walked up like I own the joint. And
have a donut or something.
Yeah. I don't know if he's on set today, but MacGyver's on the show, apparently.
Awesome.
So I'm hoping to bump into MacGyver outside in the back alley.
Ask him if he can make you a bomb out of an avocado and a straw or something.
I have avocados.
Well, there you go. You're halfway there.
How awesome would it be to have your name, even if it's a character, become a verb?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, although that time that you peed your pants and fell down the stairs, we call that, you know, atoming now. True story.
You got to do it in a pair of tighty whities, though.
You know what's odd is that you peed your pants first and then fell down the stairs. The other direction, I would have, you know, that would have been fine.
I was hoping for kind of the slip and slide effect.
Anyways, what'd you shoot this week?
I shot family photos of my own family in front of the Christmas tree that we decided to put up on the weekend. You were there. You were there for some of that.
Yep.
So we did some of that, and also took some portraits for some friends. Also, holiday kind of family photos. So I went
using
my background, my white background, and brought along my light stand and my flashes and. sort of did kind of a portrait session of two friends of mine with their kids. So again, the challenge of trying to get a couple of, they have twin 2-year-olds, so trying to get everybody looking at the camera is loads of fun.
Yes.
So, but it worked out all right. And I think the pictures they were happy with, I was happy with the final outcomes. And yeah, that was it. I shot pictures on 2 days.
And nice.
Yeah, that's it. How about you?
I saw your pictures. I shot some baby pictures for a client who'd hired me.
Okay.
Which isn't as fun. I mean, I'm comparing them to all the photos I shoot of my daughter, and my daughter, like, it's very, very, they're all pretty good photos. Besides my end of it, like, my daughter's, she's smiling in it and she's active, and then with the other kid, not so much. But I realized that's because we have a photographer on site all the time.
Right.
So my kid is as boring as every other kid, but as soon as she's ready to go, boom, I'm there.
Right, yeah.
It's difficult to book me to be there 24/7.
Yes.
So that's a challenge. So you end up excuse me again. You end up trying to feed the kid when they're not hungry, and just to kind of get them excited and make them smile, and it's a difficult thing.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, we shot some family pictures of Santa arriving.
Oh, down in Steveston. Yes. Yeah,
you were there for that. Santa comes in via boat in Richmond, and so we waited, and then we waited in line, which was a horrible error.
Why don't you tell us why?
If I can stop
before,
coughing.
Yeah, before you throw up all over yourself.
Yeah. Also called Adaming.
Adaming 2.
Adaming. Yeah, Schwartzing. We call that one Schwartzing. Less to script.
Yeah.
Yeah, we waited in line for, I don't know, like an hour and a half to get up to Santa, because it was free and that was part of the thing, but you had to take your own pictures.
Right.
So you wait in line with everybody else in the freezing cold, I might add, because in the building it was in, it's like a museum in Steveston, and it's not heated.
Okay.
So it was like 2 degrees, and so everyone's just freezing, and you wait in line, and you finally get to the front, and you have about 3 seconds with Santa.
Yeah.
Red outfit, as you know what Santa looks like.
Yeah.
We had the RCMP were there in their full dress surge.
Yeah, red. Also red. Yeah.
And so they had the nice full-length background for these photos. Red.
Oh, good. Good choice. Good color choice.
It was awesome. It was like Santaflage. Perfect.
Yeah.
So I took a picture basically of my daughter just hovering in midair. That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
That's and also awesome. Also it was pitch black. They had no lighting in there, and it was very, very dark. So you had no choice. I had my 1.4 lens. No choice but to use a flash.
Right.
But I hadn't bothered bringing my regular flash because I had not intended on seeing Santa. So I had to use my little pop-up flash, and it was just awful.
Okay. So are you going to post that picture?
Duh, I guess.
Yeah. Just we'll see. Just to see the Santa flash.
Before we – yeah, okay.
I think you just coined a new term too.
I think that's the way to go, yeah. Uh-huh. The last thing before we get to the photo challenge, tell me about your focus issues.
Yes, I'm not sure exactly how to describe it, but I've been having some focus challenge. It seems to appear much more in low light settings, and if I'm, I'd say, more than 6 feet away from my subject, so seems to just have trouble. So when I use autofocus, because I almost never use manual focus, but when I use autofocus and focus in on a particular object, it stops focusing like it's in focus from the distance away that I am through the eyepiece. It looks like it's in focus, but when I click the shutter and I zoom into the image either on the LCD or when I import it into the computer, it's not actually in focus. So, and it's not just a little bit out. Sometimes it's way out. And I can take the same picture 10 times and the focus is off in every one. And then I might get lucky and one time it's actually in focus the way it should be. So again, I can't sort of hammer down exactly why. I've kind of done some Google searching to figure out if this is an issue with my camera. But I'm not sure that I've come across any actual answer to the problem yet. But again, in regular lighting situations, especially when I'm using flashes and controlling the light, it's not an issue at all. So I'm not exactly sure what the problem is.
I'm kind of stumped myself. I had a look at it. I had a look at some of your shots, and it clearly isn't user error. Because generally user error, like, you're going to get some shots that are a little out of focus, but these are way out.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's clearly focusing on the background or something like that. And because you have the focus separated from the shutter button, you have two, you know, you use the back focus, right?
Yep, yep.
The back button focus. We thought that might be the issue, and so we tried some of the different settings, and we kind of found a stopgap measure, but it shouldn't work.
Yeah, and it's like the auto exposure, auto... It was in the custom function settings, right?
One of my biggest complaints about I Canon, and I suppose Nikon, even though I've never had to set that, is the nomenclature they choose for these sorts of things. Like, it could not be more confusing and misleading with AE stop, focus, go, stop. You get the idea.
There was lock, AE lock, AE, AF stop, and there's like six different, it's like a multiple choice question where every answer looks kind of like it's the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyways, we'll post more about that when we figure out exactly what's happening.
Okay.
It's stumped me. So thus far, I'm already bored of this show.
No.
This is the most boring episode that you have ever done.
This is already better than last week.
I feel like I'm banging on all cylinders, and you're really... No, I feel like I'm not doing anything. So what I'm saying is right now we're not going to cancel the show, but I'm going to take it up a level, starting with the photo challenge.
Okay, I can't wait.
See, right there, your attitude is already... Okay, let's move on.
No, positive. Can't wait.
What was this week's photo challenge?
Simple picture.
Simplicity.
Okay.
Simple. So whatever. Yeah. All about simple. So, what did that mean to you?
Why do you have to rephrase? Like, why is it not good enough? What I said.
I was adding. I was adding to it.
But it was not supposed just to be simple. Why are you complicating it?
Yes. Okay. Fine. Simple. We'll take that again. Hey, what was this week's photo challenge?
Simple.
Wrong. It was simple. Okay. There we go. So, what does that mean to you? What does it mean? Simple.
To be honest, I have no idea. I asked. Mm-hmm. I asked Lisa.
I've seen your picture.
I asked her what she thought it meant, and then what I basically decided was it means whatever I want it to mean. So I took a picture which I thought was in my mind a very simple picture. Should we talk about my picture?
Let's do it.
Okay. So I took a.
Do you want to talk about my? Let's talk about yours first because I'm going to tear you a new one.
Okay. Okay, awesome.
I'm not going to tear you a new one because Jack's really cute.
Yeah, well, that's what I figured is, you know, when in doubt, go with a picture of a cute kid. So I took a picture thinking very simple, like this weekend, the big theme was, you know, preparation of the house, Christmas stuff. We're putting things up around the house, including the tree. So Jack is 2.5 and helping decorate the tree. And I thought I'll have a picture of Jack decorating the tree. Simple. In my mind, very simple. Child decorating tree. The end. Not a complicated story I'm telling here this week.
True.
So that's it. So do you have specific photography challenges? To you, is this simple? Is this simple enough?
No, it's not simple. It's a good photo. This is the thing, is I have trouble ripping you for it because it's actually a good photo. I like what's happening here. We got the eye light, catch light in both of his eyes. I might have photoshopped the pimple off his forehead.
I thought about it, and then no, I didn't, because he bangs his head off a lot of stuff. So it's kind of memorable for me in the fact that, yeah, this is a kid that rams his head off a lot of things.
That's true.
I wanted that there.
Yeah, that's a very good point. That's why I told the guy not to edit out all the acne in my grad photo. Because I wanted to remember being a pale-faced virgin.
Good point.
There's like, why lie about it?
Yeah, there's no reason to. And when Jack, you know, gets older and he doesn't do well on multiple choice exams, I could tell him, well, you know what? When you were little, you used to bang your head off a lot of things. So there you go.
That's why. We have proof.
Exactly.
That's true. The Photoshop would just create a giant mystery.
Exactly.
Ooh, good thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like the photo here. I got no complaints about it, other than I don't think it fits in simple.
Okay, and see, this is what I didn't know. Like, at one point, I was going to take a picture of just I was going to use the white background, and I was going to take a picture of a single Christmas like ornament ball just lit up on the white background, which was just going to be an ornament on white background. I thought, well, maybe that'll be simple. But then I thought, well, wait a second, it's going to be a pretty complex setup for me to make that picture. And this was very simple in the essence of how I made it. It was basically no lighting. I basically just went with the 1.8 lens and didn't affect light at all. So that was just ambient light in the room. And that's it. I just got in close and took the picture, and that was it. So I thought it was – at least it was simple in the concept, and it was at least simple in actually making the photo. So no extra setup required.
I have to go back and listen to last week's episode to make sure I said simple and not lazy.
No, not this is. I don't think it's lazy. You can.
No,
make,
I don't think so.
You can make good photos without the setup.
Take two.
Okay. I don't remember what we were talking about.
I don't remember either. But we got cut off there. Technology got in the way. So if there's a weird edit there, people.
I think we were talking about how awesome my photo was.
Oh, let's not revise history. No, you're like I said, your photo's good. I don't think it means simple to me.
Okay.
So to me, and I'll tell you why. Well, let's have a look at my photo first.
Okay.
Okay, let's go look at that. I also shot a picture of my kid.
Yeah.
It's shameless. Shameless promotion that we're doing here. So go ahead. Tell me what's going on here.
Your kid has a Santa hat on.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like, see, maybe this is – why I think this is a little bit more than simple, because your setup here looks a little more complicated. Like, I'm pretty sure you're using a flash to light the background there, right? Mm-hmm. You got kind of like a slash light thing going on there.
I didn't. That's natural.
Oh, wow.
I looked for light.
Okay, so this is window light?
That's window light on the background. She is lit with a flash on her face.
Okay. And that's it, right? So, yeah, no, I think it's relatively simple. I'm not sure, again, this is a personal preference. I'm not sure I like the whole negative space thing. I know you like it. I wish I could see her mouth in this picture, at least the rest of her face.
Yes. And in the one that's out of frame, you do see the rest of her face.
So how come you did it like this?
For this, I just kind of wanted to focus on her eyes. And if I went a little bit higher... I took out her nose, her ear looked funny, so I went with eyes. But that's not really the issue for me. For me, I wanted it to be as simple as possible.
Okay.
I wanted to have as much negative space as possible as well to draw attention to the subject.
Okay.
Because the reason I thought of this challenge last week was because you find – I don't know. Here's what I find. I end up getting a lot of clutter in my pictures when I don't want it. And what's the let's say you're shooting a picture of somebody and you have a cluttered background.
Yeah.
What's your number one solution? Your quick, easy solution.
And there's a cluttered background. Move them to a different spot.
Yes, that's the preferred one, but that's not the easiest, is it?
Get rid of the clutter.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and skip to the end.
Those are both viable solutions.
No, they are solutions, but I'm telling you, you probably don't do them. Much like myself, oftentimes your instinct is, I'll shoot it at 1.8 and we'll blur that out and not worry about it.
Okay, yeah, sometimes I do that.
I do that. That's in a hurry, that tends to be my default option because you're racing around. You don't necessarily always take time, and your kids are running around, and you can't really position them. And so in this case, I wanted to say, hey, well, let's take one where we really think about the surroundings, and let's really have no clutter and have it to be just about the subject.
Yeah.
So that's where I think you can argue if you like the picture or not. I think mine is a simpler photograph.
Okay.
The process,
I don't agree. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Oppositional defiance. Love it.
I can't get over why the pictures crop like that. I think the whole intention, again, we're talking about two different things, but I look at the photo and I can't get over why is the rest of her face not in this photo?
Because it's all about the Santa hat that you purchased.
And it's all about the fact that I can't see the rest of her face.
She has nothing to say. She's a baby.
She might as well be wearing a balaclava and robbing a bank.
Well, that's just – you made it weird.
Okay. All right.
Wow. You can't get past the fact that you can't see her mouth.
I honestly just all – I get stuck on that.
Mm.
I think other people are going to agree with me. It's a just – it's weird. You've scared me. I'm scared of your baby now. I'm going to have nightmares about your baby.
Well, this symbolizes the fact that I would like her to stop crying.
Okay.
No, just kidding. I just thought of that just now.
I'm pretty sure your wife just heard that.
Oh, she's fine with it. She would also like her to stop crying.
Okay. You're on the same page.
Just to confirm, you're rolling on this take two, right?
I would like your wife to stop crying.
What?
No, I'm rolling. I'm fine. We're fine.
Okay. Okay, that was the photo challenge. I clearly won. Adam's being defensive about it.
Let's put it to a vote.
Yeah, well, what about her feet? We can't see her feet.
That's true.
Where do you draw the line?
I don't know, just maybe her face.
Yeah, it's her face. But shoulders? Do you keep shoulders?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I think your instinct of doing the against the white background was the correct one. That's what I think would have been a simple photo.
Okay.
You know who's good at doing simple?
Who?
Apple.
Yes, they are.
Their ads and their whole website design and everything, to me, like, their website is the best website.
Why don't you just pump the tires of Apple one more time?
Oh, I forgot about
that. Didn't we have a talk about this last week?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you're gonna get a few emails, I'm pretty sure.
Oh dear.
You know whose ads aren't simple?
What's that?
PCs.
And I think what Adam is saying is that if you like PC ads, you're not very smart. Yes. You should flip over and watch Apple ads.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying
so
that.
Direct all of your angry email to Adam. Questions at Two Hosers, but make sure you put Adam in the title.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to read them.
And plus, I don't read them anyway, so.
That's true.
Yeah. We'll still get to you.
Wonderful. Okay.
That's it.
Let's get into, that's
we're done. We're done.
No cliffhanger this week, buddy. We're finishing.
Okay, let's go.
We're going to finish up our whole workflow. Triple header. Wow. A three. Let's play three.
What part is this?
This is part three.
Yeah, but what are we doing now?
Now we're going to do backup.
Oh,
sort of file management and backup. And how do you backup?
I just have a external hard drive. And again, mm-hmm. I don't want to pump the tires of Apple too much because I use an Apple computer. But I'm sure there's a similar program that the PC does the same thing, but I have an external hard drive.
Oh no, you can't back up with PCs. It just actually goes in there and hacks away your images, deletes them for you.
So I have the time capsule feature enabled for my Apple computer, and it just basically runs a continuous backup. I have a 1 terabyte hard drive, and I have a 500 gigabyte. Computer hard drive, and it's everything that my entire computer. I mean, I have selectively chosen certain things that I don't need to be backed up, but yeah, it basically just runs a continuous backup, my photos included, onto the external hard drive.
So you back it up. Before we get there, let's back up a little bit.
Okay.
A different kind of backing up. How did you started using the rating system?
Yes.
In Aperture. How'd that go?
It went well. Yeah. I think for my first time, I think I'll probably get faster as I go. But you're talking about the what we were talking about last time when we were importing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went through my photos and I kind of gave them a rating, and then selectively I was able to cut them down faster. And then all the ones that were unrated just basically were left behind, and then I could just delete them from the space in terms of just speeding up time. It probably I don't actually have anything to compare it to. I'd have to run a few tests to know for sure, but I'd say it saved me 15-20% time.
And what if you took 10 photos under the same condition, and you made adjustments on one and wanted to make the same adjustments on all?
I did that, and that probably is where my biggest time saving feature came in. Yeah, that was awesome. I didn't know how to do that. I hadn't spent enough time poking around to figure out how, and you showed me, and that definitely will be used to save time for sure.
That was a lift adjustments and then paste adjustments or stamp. They call it stamp adjustments. I don't know what they call it in the other programs, but they all have the same sort of features where you can either create a preset or you can copy and basically paste all the parameters onto different photos, and that's really handy to do.
Absolutely, because and I found that with the pictures I took on the weekend were kind of shot like in my house in five or six different lighting conditions, but in each lighting condition there's probably 10 photos, and so yeah, that saved me a ton of times. If I have five keepers, I edited one photo and then moved it, those changes onto the next five or six that I wanted to keep, and then it's a done deal.
Yep. And to me, it's such a natural way to do it that I completely forgot to mention it last show.
Yeah, so.
And so my apologies. I should have actually mentioned that to you months ago.
Yeah, I appreciate knowing it now, but pretty much you've screwed me over for the last several months.
Yeah. There you go. So getting into backup. First of all, when I use a laptop for my main computer, which means I have relatively small now, but is actually a large hard drive. I have a 500 gigabyte hard drive.
Yes, that's large.
It is large, but I mean, in these terms, when you're dealing with HD video and all sorts of things, it's not that large anymore.
Okay.
So in order for me to keep all my files on my laptop, they add up really quickly, especially when you're shooting with a Canon 5D Mark II, when it's got 21 to 22. Megabyte files, they add up very quickly.
Yeah.
Also, I find that aperture, for one, sort of slows down once you have a lot of photos in it. Now, I'm on version 3, and it does a lot better than version 2 did. They made some sort of an update on it, but I still found that once you get into the 10,000 images in one library, it kind of can drag. And so I stopped for two reasons. For that reason, and because I didn't have the space for all of my photos on my internal drive, every 3 months or so, depending on how many photos I shoot, I create a brand new library. So that I basically start from scratch. I save the other one out to an external drive, and I start fresh.
Okay.
And everything seems to run much snappier. Okay, but that means you don't have access to every single photo you've ever taken wherever you are, because it's on an external drive.
Right, and you have to bring it back in to use it.
Exactly. Now, I'll get back to that later, but let's talk about backing up first. And I'll talk about how I back up. How you back up, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
That's a great system. The important thing to get across is that if you're not backing up, you should be backing up.
Just in case.
It is unbelievably important. And so to the point that my workflow involves shooting on CF cards, importing to my computer, I do not erase my CF card until I have backed up those pictures to an external drive.
Right.
These pictures must exist in at least two places at any given time. So I'm not too worried if I import them and don't back up right away, if I'm going to edit them or do whatever I'm going to do, as long as I still have the original CF cards.
Right.
I try to back up as soon as I can, though.
Do you have an automatic backup, or what are you talking about here?
I back up. No, I don't. I don't use Time Machine to back up. I use Time Machine to back up my basic operating system only. But in terms of all my files in Aperture, I like to do it myself. So what I do is I use the Vault system that's basically built into Aperture, and I don't know what it's called in Lightroom, but they have the similar kind of thing. And so what that means is you basically create a mirror image of your library on an external drive.
Okay.
And the good news is, much like a regular, like an incremental backup system, it only backs up the changes that are made each time you go. It doesn't have to just write the whole thing.
Right.
So that's really handy. Whoever invented that is awesome.
I didn't invent it.
No. So that's something that I do. I also take it one step further, because I go and find the one file on my laptop, which is the library file, the Aperture library file, and I drag that and copy it to another external drive.
Really?
So I now have a vault on one drive, on drive A. And I have a copy on drive B. Now, the problem with that is it's not an incremental backup. If you do that in the middle of the month and then do it 2 weeks later, you have to copy the whole thing.
Right.
But sort of the way I operate, I don't really mind doing that.
How come you do it again? Just you're a worrier?
I'm kind of a worrier, but when it comes later on, that I fill up and I want to create a new Aperture library on my laptop,
right?
I then delete the one that is the old one on my laptop to free up, you know, 100 gig of space.
Okay.
So I need that library to exist somewhere. So now the library exists on drive B, and I can always plug it in and access it as if it's on my internal drive. I also have a backup in the vault on drive A.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Now, here's something that you might not think of. So when you have a backup, I promise you I'm not overdoing this because, you know, they tell you, you know, if your hard drive hasn't failed yet, just wait. It will.
Yeah.
It's only going to last so long. So it's going to go, and when it does, wow, is that upsetting. I've had it happen before, and I managed to save all the files, but you know what that when you're at the top of the roller coaster about to go over and you get that kind of funny feeling in your stomach?
Yep.
That's the feeling I had before I saved my files.
Like when you can't find your wallet.
Exactly. Exactly. It's, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is not going to be fun.
The other day I went to work. This is just a little aside. And I left early, really early. And I took, by accident, I took my keys, drove my car to work, which is a ways away, almost 45 minutes away from the house, and somehow managed to also take my wife's keys in my jacket. And she could not leave the house for a day until I came back from work. Luckily, it was her day off. But that was an, oh, no. I'm far away, and I'm working, and I have her keys in my pocket. Yeah.
Oh, no.
She was less than thrilled.
Well,
yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame her. That's no fun.
Yeah.
You have to have backup copies of the keys around, too.
Yeah, yeah. We should.
That's the thing, yeah.
I had the only two.
Wonderful. well played.
Yeah.
In that scenario, though, I would always much rather be you than her.
Yes.
I would rather take the scorn for the next 6 to 8 weeks than be inconvenienced for that day.
Yeah, with two screaming children saying, why aren't we going anywhere?
Yes. Can't we just play in the backyard?
Yeah.
Go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
So, here's something that you don't think about. When you make a backup to your external drive, now, God forbid, your house burns down.
Okay.
Or there's water damage. Or there's, you name it, you're hit by lightning. It could happen. You don't know.
It could happen.
And you'd have that giant aluminum pole on your roof. I don't know why. But that might attract lightning. That was a lot funnier before it came out of my head.
Or your mouth.
No, when it was in my head, it was awesome. And then somewhere sort of towards my mouth, it kind of got really unfunny. But I couldn't get it. The momentum was there, and I couldn't get it back.
Okay, move along.
Point being, what if you lose that? What if you lose both things at once?
You're screwed. You're screwed.
You are. So keep. I highly recommend keeping a backup hard drive off-site.
Okay.
Now we're kind of getting that way by going to the cloud, but that's a lot of data that I still don't trust John Cloud.
Is that his name?
I think it was named after John Cloud.
Really? No,
yeah.
No.
John Cloud Van Damme. Yeah, you know him.
I know him.
So anyways, I don't really trust it. It's a lot of data to happen. I mean, the internet's not that fast to be uploading those kinds of files every day. So I actually keep a backup in Germany, and I bring it back up to Vancouver.
Wow.
So I go a little further than I need to go, but it's because I work both places and my dad lives here, so basically I go intercontinental with my backups.
Now, I have a question for you. If you were not a professional photographer, would you still bother to do that for just your own personal photos?
Yes.
Really?
Pictures of my kids, they are priceless.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. I just don't know if I'm going to fly to Germany and leave a backup over there.
Okay, in that case, no. Intercontinental, I would say no.
Okay.
I would definitely keep one at a friend's house or my parents' house. I know your parents don't live really close, but I would definitely just keep one off-site somewhere at somebody's house.
Okay.
Or even I know this is a little overdoing it as well, but the security box, at a bank.
Safety deposit?
Safety deposit box.
Yeah.
Have something like that with all your you know, these are your kids' photos that you're going to want to see.
I hear you. And I think I probably have sent enough photos and created enough memories at my parents' house and my in-laws' house that if our house completely burned down and I lost all hard drives, there'd be enough memories at those locations.
That's true. And those sorts of things and getting your stuff printed and all that, there's probably enough that would get you by.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I mean, backing up everything, maybe not, you know, being completely necessary, but some of the important ones, definitely the important ones, you're going to want to have off-site.
That's a good point, so, yeah.
Yeah, for me, the fact that I need them when I'm here, that's why I go intercontinental. Otherwise, I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
So, now let's say for myself, I have multiple Aperture libraries, and I need to access a photo from 3 years ago, and I don't have it on my laptop. I have to go and plug in an external drive or whatever. How do you find one of those pictures?
I have no idea because I don't do it this way.
You're gonna.
Maybe.
You might. You're not going to. No. You can even set up a light for the photo challenge. You're not doing this. I'll end up coming to your house and setting it up for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I do it.
Pretty much. That's my technique at being a husband, too. That's a whole other episode. Yeah. So what I end up doing, I use iPhoto.
Okay.
This is what I use iPhoto. And once again, I use iPhoto. I'm not saying that everybody else uses iPhoto or needs to use iPhoto. I'm sure there's other programs. You can do AC/DC Viewer or whatever those are called now.
Yeah.
There's a million. My point is I don't want to keep everything in Aperture.
Okay.
So what I do is once I'm ready to basically archive my Aperture library, I take and I export all of my photos from each month, every single one of them, as very low-resolution JPEG files. And by low res, I mean 640.
Okay.
Like 640 pixels across the big side.
Okay.
I save those out as whatever quality of 5 or 6, really low. So we're talking like, you know, 75K for a file.
Yeah.
Very small. So I export all of those. I go in, I use a, what do you call those, automator script.
Yeah.
And I rename them. And all I do to rename them is I add an S at the very end for small. So now I have the exact same photo with almost the exact same name.
Can I stop you for a sec?
Yeah.
Nobody's doing this. Nobody's going to do this.
Yeah.
Just go ahead. Plow through them.
Okay. Well, nobody landed on the moon until Neil did it. And then now it's...
Now like 15 people have done it.
Well, I think your math might be off. But, yeah. So anyways, that's what I do is I create small preview files. Now, there's other ways to do it. You can just drag the pictures out of Aperture and they will basically copy the preview files, but those are going to be much larger. That's why I don't do those because they're 1,000 or 1,280 or whatever.
Yeah.
So now I have all these. I then import them into iPhoto.
Okay.
Which means I have every photo I've ever taken in small format in its own month.
Yeah.
Like each month has its own album, and in that album is every photo I've ever taken in small JPEG, and I with the same name. So if I ever need to access a photo, someone says, "Hey, remember that picture you took in 2008, whatever, or back then?" I can access it quickly and then go find it in my library if I need the large one.
It all makes sense.
You're not doing
it. I'm not doing it.
Okay. Well, good luck to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, one thing I would recommend in terms of backing up is I would recommend saving out all of your keeper images, all your start images, as full resolution JPEGs and keeping them somewhere. Now, one of the big fears is that, you know, as the technology grows, you know, you're not going to be able to read the raw files anymore.
Right.
I don't think that's going to be an issue. But, you know, if I were to hand you a floppy disk and say, "Hey, I need you to get this file off for me," what would you do?
I would be in big trouble.
Exactly. Well, I would be in big trouble.
Yes.
either way, you get an 8-track or something like that. Now it's you know, it's going to be a problem.
Yep.
And CDs are kind of going away. And so I can see the people having, you know, sort of fears about it, but I don't prescribe to that. So I should do it, but I don't. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
So there you go. Any other questions about backing up?
No. That's it.
Me neither.
I don't have any.
I think that's workflow, start to finish. That was a long one. The only add-on I would say is get your pictures printed.
Yes.
More on. But that's a whole nother episode.
Yeah, we do that.
We do that. I do that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I very much like it. And the results are always better than I expect.
Really?
Yeah, I look at some pictures, I look out online, and I see flaws, and I go, oh, man, this isn't so good. Really pixel peeping. And then I get them printed and think, wow, those look fantastic. But I don't want to get too far into that because that's going to be a whole another episode.
Okay, and I don't want to spoil it. I have a few questions, but we'll save it.
About printing?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that. I really wish we'd talked about the photo challenge for this week before we got to this point in the show.
I'm going to forget my questions by the time we get to the printing episode.
Yeah.
They're awesome, by the way.
Well, you're too busy. Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you whisper them to me right now?
No, I'm not going to do it.
What is our photo challenge? You got a photo challenge this week?
No. Do you?
Oh, no, I absolutely don't, and I wish we'd thought of this. I
thought it was in the show notes.
Yeah, it's left blank. So why don't you hum us a story? Since you're good at humming, why don't you just hum a tune and I'll think of one?
How about a Christmas photo? This time of the year, this is holiday time, and I mentioned it on the last episode, but I did a holiday guest blog post for a friend's blog, and so this just has me thinking.
We didn't talk about that. I put that out of my head, I think, because you're cheating on me a little bit.
What do you mean?
Going outside the group here.
Yeah.
No, I've been on other shows myself.
Yeah, so it's all good. That's the name of the game, right?
Just we have an open podcast.
Yeah, get our name out there, right?
Yeah. So yeah, tell us about the post you did there.
Well, I didn't really want to get too far into the post. It was just kind of a very simple tips for holiday photography, and I just thought, you know, along those lines, I think everybody's going to be in the holiday spirit in the next couple of weeks here, so that it's just a good opportunity for our photo challenge to be a holiday themed picture. This is season's greeting, so you know, a picture
that's it.
Yeah,
photo challenge this week is season's greetings.
Look how we came up with that on the fly.
Look, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but those are them. If I was going to, those would be the words.
I'm fine with that. That happened organically, as you like to say.
I do not like to say that.
I know, that's why I said it.
I'm going to have that phrase banned.
Yeah.
So, great. Season's greetings. I can do that.
Okay.
Even though I kind of did it this week and got my hand slapped. But I'm going to power through.
Okay. Do it.
So, okay. The websites. Where can people find your stuff?
As always, schwartzchronicles.com. And how about yours?
There's a picture of me on the schwartzchronicles.com, by the way.
Yeah, I think there was one with you and your daughter as we were...
Wow, am I about to sneeze while crying?
To be honest, this week I was at work when my wife selected the pictures for the blog post. Usually I select them because I kind of want – she's posting my pictures. I kind of want the I don't know, the creative credit for picking the best pictures. She picked them. So a few of those I kind of went, ugh. And,
yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah. So I apologize for that, but that's just the way it goes.
I'm blue stealing there, but while crying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the greatest photo, but still, I saw it and I'm like, oh, Al's going to cringe when he sees that. Because you made specific reference to that photo when I sent that to you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I only smile one out of every 100 photos, but with digital, like, you can get one.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what, here's the challenge I'm going to issue. In the next little while, please, if it's okay with your wife, have another photo of me on her blog where I'm smiling.
Okay.
I would like to prove it to people that I'm not the Grinch in that picture.
Okay, I think we've probably got one in the batch that's a better portrait of you.
Oh, no, I'll pose for it. Don't worry.
Okay. Posed picture.
Yeah, I'm going to practice all week.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the smiling gym and just lift some smiling weights.
Maybe you can put a Santa hat on, stand in front of our Christmas tree, and I'll take a quarter of your face and put it in our season's greetings.
Just this, I got that smiling Jim joke halfway out and was partway through. I was like, man, I wish I was telling that aluminum pole joke again.
The best part is you'll smile it up, and I'm only going to show your eyes in the picture.
Yeah, no, I can smile with my eyes.
Really?
They're Irish.
That's sweet.
Irish eyes are smiling, my friend.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, not really Irish, Canadian.
I think you got sidetracked before you were going to tell us where we could find your stuff.
As always, alnatridge.com, or you can find both of us at twohosers.com on the web. We are twohosers on Twitter. I almost said the.
Yeah.
I almost said the Twitter.
You're learning.
No, but it was pointed out to me that I learned a couple episodes ago, but I keep reverting.
It's not the Twitter?
Nope.
It's just Twitter.
Not the Twitter, not the Flickr. So we're two hosers on Twitter. You know what? Just go to twohosers.com. Best of all, for Christmas this year, sign somebody up for our show on iTunes. It's free. That's the best Christmas present you could get anybody.
I agree.
It's not going to cost you nothing.
Nope.
And there you go. And everybody wins. And we'll move up in the iTunes ratings, and probably.
And they're going to love you for your helping them become a better photographer, hopefully.
Yep. Can't go wrong with that. So that's it. And we're getting Google Plus is moving up a little bit more each time, but it's been inactive this week. Hey, busy guy.
Yeah.
Do not feel neglected, Google Plusers. I promise we'll get to it.
Sounds
we had a great offer from a listener who's going to help us out and do a chat with us and get us up and running.
Sounds good.
But I haven't had time yet, and so I'll let you know when that happens.
I'm excited just thinking about it.
Awesome. All right, that means until next week, get out there and make better photos.